has made, let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I tell you, it's another day, and we're just so thankful and so grateful unto the Lord for new mercies, you know. We just thank Him. There's so much going on. As I always say, there's so much going on. It's so much to pray for. We got to pray like never before, you know, and watch and stay alert. Things ain't getting no better, y'all. You know, we're down to the wire. As I say, you know, Jesus is soon to come. And He's coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. It's time for us to run like never before. Repent, 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 for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's time for us to ask for forgiveness if anyone has hurt you or you hurt someone. Get rid of your pride. Oh, the Bible says pride goes before the fall. Don't be so prideful and so boastful that you can't ask for forgiveness. Oh, yes, because we're running out of time. I tell you, it's just so much going on. The day my daughter was talking to me, she was even telling me, she said, Mama, you know, they passing the gun law that you only had to have license to carry. You know, I knew it's probably been out for a while, but it's increasing because, you know, it's getting like that Purge movie. I don't know if some of y'all saw it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. One of the young ladies at our church was working at the theater back when the Purge movie came out, and she was telling the church, you know, she said, it's a shame. She said, it's really getting ready to get bad, you know. People won't be able to just walk around and just kill one another like it's nothing, you know. And we see that today. It's a lot of violence filling the land because, see, the devil know he running out of time, you know. And the Bible say he has but a short time. So he know he's running out of time. And you know, all you see today is just murder, murder, murder. And so now they're getting your license for young men and women to just carry guns openly. She said, you know, don't even have to hide. Just, you know, just lay it on your dashboard. Lay it, you know, just walk around with it in the open. And you know, people's temper are so bad, you know. And it's just sad. It's just sad. Ain't been too long I heard about a young man that was road rage. You know, some people getting a road rage and, you know, and getting all out of their car and don't know what you're going to face when you get to the next car. Or even if you're going to make it to the next car, you know, because they shoot you time they see you coming out and they're scared. And, you know, so it's a lot going on in this world, y'all. And the devil come, kill, steal, and destroy. So he don't care. And I think she said that it was required that you be 21 to purchase a gun. But now she says 18. So, oh, my God. We already got young people getting guns and, you know, and you wanting to know where in the world they're getting these guns from, you know, people leaving them out, you know. So it's just, oh, my God. And then also she was telling me about, what is it, the police saying that the, a lot of police are quitting, and, you know, and stopping. And, you know, they're having a shortage of police force. You know, policemen, you know, so can you imagine people going to be calling and the police ain't going to show up because they want to go home to their families too. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's really, really, really getting ready to get bad. It's already bad, but it's getting ready to get worse. The Bible says it's going to get worse as we get closer to the end time. You know, there are things that are happening and happening fast, and He said there's nothing that's hidden, that should not be revealed. So we see a lot of things taking place right now. And even, I think she was telling me that, you know, all these migrants and stuff we got that came over here in the country, you know, in New York, they, I think, well, last week, you know, some of the police, they was attacking the police. So she said also that the military, they was giving them permission now to just take them down, to take the, just attack them, you know, kill them on sight, you know. So I mean, oh my God, I'm just so, oh my God, it's just so much stuff going on in this world. We gotta pray like never before. Yeah, she was saying that, you know, they was giving the military orders to shoot on sight, you know. So, oh my God, we gotta pray like never before. And, you know, different ones been calling and saying, pray, pray, pray. And I'm constantly praying. I'm praying for you, you and you on today. I'm praying for everybody. It's a praying time. We need to pray ye one for another. You know, it's just a praying sad time. You know, but we're here to read a church. Just want to make a difference where it counts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we enter in with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you and we bless your holy and righteous name on tonight, God. We just thank you, oh God. We praise you and worship you, God. Oh God, we can't thank you and praise you enough for what you've done, oh God, and what you're gonna do. We pray for all those that are sick in their bodies, oh God, and all those around the world during this time, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for people that are dealing with asthma and bronchitis and pneumonia and respiratory problems, oh God, and diabetes and cancer, oh God, and oh my God, heart disease. Oh, God, we just pray for them on today. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over those that are dealing with mental sickness and illness in the mind, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you, oh, God. We pray for all those on our prayer list, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Jordan. And we pray, oh, God, for Rupert. We pray for all those on our prayer list, oh, God. We pray for our neighbors, oh, God, that's dealing with cancer and different things in their body on today, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus all around about us, oh, God. We realize it's a praying time, oh, God. Oh, God, we just praise you and thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for our military family, oh, God. We pray for our ex-military family, oh, God, those that have fought, oh, God, in the wars and they're wounded, oh, God, not only physical, Lord, but they wounded mentally and spiritually, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for believers who are trusting and you still holding on to the bloodstained banner for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh, God, that are still they're saved, oh God, but yet still struggling, oh God, to hold on to their faith, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you, oh God. We pray for our young people all across this nation, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you, brother. No weapon formed against you, sister. No weapon formed against any of us on today shall prosper, oh God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and just a light unto our path, oh God. We just plead the blood of Jesus over pastors, oh God, that lead our people away and astray. In the name of Jesus, we pray that their trees be chopped down like Nebuchadnezzar, oh God, so that people can see you high and lifted up in the name of Jesus. We just plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, God. You said a nation that forgets God, oh God, should be cast into hell. Oh God, we pray that this nation will repent, oh God, and turn from their wicked ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said then you will hear from heaven and heal the land, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over these ministries, oh God, where false prophets and false teachers are taking over in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, that you are shaking them and awaken them before time is too late, oh God. We just plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will repent, 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 for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for protecting us, oh God. Have your way in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Draw us closer to you, oh God. Create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In Jesus' name. we pray, and the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, and Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Oh, God, in these last and evil days, help me to make a difference. We're counting in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over you right now in the name of Jesus. That the devil is saying, take your life in the name of Jesus. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch their mind right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that there's still hope in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you love them and that you care, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over families, over marriages. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, rebellious children, in the name of Jesus, unruly children, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those that have lost loved ones. We pray for families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will minister to them in the name of Jesus. Only you can do. Heal the wounded heart, oh, God, and give them strength to endure in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As I said, we here at the Red Church just want to make a difference where it counts. We know that Jesus is soon to come. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I stay stirred up in the name of Jesus. Oh, my heart goes out to this sin-sick nation. Oh, my God. But God is pulling the cover off everything that's not like him in the name of Jesus so that people can be saved, set free, and delivered before time is too late. Oh, I want you to know that he loves you and he cares for you. Oh, yes, he does. I don't care what nobody say or what, you know, what nobody say. God's word says he loves you. And he will forgive you and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And how do I know? Because he did it for me. Oh, yes. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Oh, yes. And I thank him on today. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Said on Sunday, which was yesterday, as I said, that my son was speaking on deception. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, a great spirit of deception is deceiving many people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's time for us to take examination of yourself again, over and over and over again. Take examine yourself. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He came from Matthew 24:4, and I was saying that I was going to pick it up of the Lord's will. So I guess this is will. We're here. We thank God for you and you, because today, you know, like he was saying on yesterday, it's a great spirit of deception. It's great. Look around you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like looking at, you know, I was thinking back and I said, Lord, it's a lot of lost coins in the house. In the house and lost. Lost coin inside the house. Inside the place where you need to be in the house of God and lost. Still lost. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I'm just so glad that I can truly say I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. Oh, yes. And what he did for me, he'll do for you if you just surrender all. Surrender all. You tried everything, as I always say, and I ain't got nothing new for you because I'm not a pastor and I'm not a preacher, but I love the word of God and I love Jesus. with all my heart. I love the Lord. Oh, yes. You look around, you say, what will people give in exchange for their soul? Oh, no. Nothing is worth your soul. Nothing and nobody is worth your soul. On today, I'm just, like I said, I'm just so filled up. I stay filled up. And that's the way we should stay filled up for the Lord. Working for the Lord is going to pay off after a while. Oh, yes, payday is coming. Oh, yes. So we're coming from Matthew 24. That's where my son came from yesterday. And we're coming from there again on today. Oh, yes. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Share the word of God. Make a difference in somebody's life. You putting your time in. Because see, time is something that you can't get back. So the Bible says you work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. That means when you sleep, you know, when the breath done left your body and you dead, things don't move. So while the blood running warm in your vein, while you still got the activities of your limb, while you can still say, Lord, I thank you. You know, we all been through some things, but God has still kept us. He kept us from seen and unseen dangers. Sometimes dangers all around about us, and we don't need to see it. But God, he kept us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Matthew 24:4. We're going to come from there again. Matthew 24:4 says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, come on, we're going to examine ourselves. See where we at. If you don't know the Lord today, here's your opportunity to listen to the word of God and open up your little heart and let him in. And he will lead you and guide you throughout this life journey. Oh, yes. If you just allow him to come in your little heart. He's big enough to be in all of our hearts at the same time. As small as our hearts are. But he's a big God. He's a mighty God. Thank God for that. The Bible says, and we only here just want to tell you what the Bible says. Don't get mad with us. Get right with God, okay? You know, sometimes people get mad with you when you try to tell them what does save the Lord, you know. But it's right in your face. We see the signs of the time. We see everything changing. Everything going down. But God's word. See, in God's word, you got to hide in place. So get on in there and get in the word so you can have a safe place. Safe place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God, which is his word on today. Okay, I'm going to try to read this scripture again so I just get carried away because I love Jesus. The Bible says in verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, look, take heed that what? No man deceive you. He said, take heed, listen up, that no man deceive you. That means I don't care how great you think these men, that you know, these pastors and preachers are. The Bible said, let no man, I don't care how famous their name is. Well, for one thing, if your name is famous, something wrong with that anyway. Because the Bible said, we are in this world, but not of this world. Our name shouldn't be great, you know, and lifted up before men, you know. But we're supposed to lift up Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus. That's who we're supposed to praise and worship. Him only shall we serve. It says, okay, so we're living in the end times where there's great deception. The Bible said, listen, okay, get your Bible, come on. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For look, many shall come in my name and shall, and many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. No, he said it's going to be many. That means a lot. There's a lot of people. We see it today. There are a lot of people saying that, you know, Jesus over here, Jesus over there. You know, God is doing a new thing. And, you know, things are no longer the same. This word right here said many. That means a lot of people are going to be what? Deceiving you. Many. That's a lot. Then say a few. Many shall come in his name. What's his name? His name is Jesus. That name, we is something about that name. You can call any other name, but when you call on Jesus, everything changed. It says, and many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall what? Deceive many. And we're seeing it today, because a lot of these churches and pastors, you know, you got Jamal talking about, you know, growing weed in the church. We got pastors that's cussing in the church. We got pastors that drinking, and I mean, just doing everything that the world does. Now, see, when we were born in sin, you know, we did those things. When you're born in sin, until you get born again, that's what people sin of sin. But when you become in Christ, behold, all things become new. So we don't condemn the sinner. We pray for you, and we hope, and you know, and try to be a light to you, that will draw you to serve Christ as we are. Because we were once lost until Christ, you know, we gave our lives to Christ and he found us. You know? So we here at the Ready Church, we're not condemning anyone. We're just sharing the word and pray that the word will change your life. The word will change your heart. You know, that's the only thing we'll do. I can't make you, you know, can't make you change. Nobody can make anyone change. You have to want to change, and the change has to start in you, in your mind. How you going to do right with a do wrong mind? It starts in your mind. So we here to read the church. Pray that you'll hear the word, and the word will change your mind. The Bible says, and many shall come in his name, which his name is Jesus, and shall deceive many. Deceive mean to trick you, to con you, to fool you, to take you away from truth, to take you away from righteousness. And it says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do we not hear it? Do we not see what's taking place in this nation around about us? Oh my God. And I was telling my daughter and my son, I said, you know, it's going to be really something else, you know, with these guns and everything. And, you know, you just can carry guns around there. Oh, my God, you talking about violence, more murdering. The Bible says in Genesis 6 and 5, said every wicked imagination of man's thoughts was evil continuously. That means nonstop. And that's what we're seeing today. But we always want to take you to the word of God, because see, the word of God is the only thing going to change you. The word of God is the only thing going to save you. The word of God is the only thing going to bring you out. Ain't no 12-step program going to bring you out. Just one step to Jesus. Making it up in your mind that I'm going to give you a try, Lord. I done tried everything else but Jesus. You know, I done tried different religions and all that, you know. I tried Buddhism, and I done tried snake worshiping, and I done tried, you know, Hare Krishna, and I done tried being a Muslim, and, you know, Islam, and all this stuff. You done tried everything. You know, you know, I did yoga and just, you know, meditated and thought that that was it. And, you know, I done been to the psychic and thought that was it. And I've been, oh my God, I've been to the wizard and I done been all these places you've been. And still didn't find the answer. Why? Because, see, Jesus is the only answer. He's the only way. He's the only truth and he's the life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's not many ways to get to him. They changing things, rearranging God's word. That's what it's talking about when it said many shall be deceived, trick you, to con you, to take you away from truth, to tell you God's word is no longer the same. He's doing a new thing. Out with the old word and in with the new. And, you know, there's a young lady, I forgot her name, but she said she's going to start a church. And everybody can come in there and do whatever they want to. She said she got church hurt. You hear a lot of people talking about they've been hurt by the church. Well, Lord have mercy, you've been hurt on your job. You get hurt in your home. You got to learn how to stand. We all been hurt. But do we stop? No, you got to keep on running. Keep on praying. Keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Because his hand's the only one that ain't changing, y'all. His hand, you can depend on him. You might can't depend on me. You might can't depend on your mother, father, sister, brother. But you can always depend on Jesus. He'll never leave you. He's always there with you. That small, still voice talking to you. If you just open up and receive. The Bible says, and there should be wars and rumors of wars. I always do this where I can't hardly see in here in my bedroom late at night. And it says, and shall hear wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we're hearing of all these things and wars here and wars there, spiritual wars, physical wars, and, you know, there's all kinds of different kinds of war. You know, you can start a war with your tongue, you know, spreading lies, you know, and sometimes people get killed behind a lie. That's a war. Oh, my God. There's so much going on. The Bible says, for nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We hear it. We see it. That's what we're talking about. It's so much going on. It's so much to pray for every day. And I was looking, and a lot of people sharing their testimony. You know, a lot of young ladies been raped by their fathers, and you know, and they sharing their testimony and how, you know, they was able to cope. You know, how someone was trying to even, you know, commit suicide, but God wouldn't allow it. You know, as I was saying a few weeks ago, sometimes people, you know, get shot one time and die. And then there's people that have got shot multiple times and live. Because, see, God has, you know, to say so over life and death. You ain't going nowhere until God say so. Till he get ready, you know. So we thank God for his word. The Bible says, all of these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. He said you be hated. From all nations. Nation means people. You be hated by all different kind of people. Sometimes you don't even know. Sometimes people say, I mean, I just heard today, and I'm quite sure y'all heard about this story where I think it was in New York, where these two young ladies, they was twins, and because the young lady rejected the young man that was in the store, I think he was 20 years old, and the young lady's birthday, she would have been 20 this coming, I forgot what day, I think sometime next week, her and her twin sister. Young lady did not even know the young man. He approached her, and because of rejection, people don't want rejection. Instead of just moving on, he decided to stab the girl in her neck, and just multiple times. How sad. And I think he even gouged her sister in the hand or something. But it's sad. Young lady lost her life going to the store. Had no idea this was going to be her last time here on earth going to the store. Didn't even know the person that took her life. No idea. So you never know where death is. You leave home, you don't know if you're coming back. You should always pray. You got to always pray. Because you don't know if you're going to make it back. So when you leave, you pray, and when you come back, you say, Lord, I thank you that I made it back home safe today. Thank you for mercy on today. And we pray for that family. We pray for that mother. We pray for the other sibling. We pray that God would give them peace in the midst of this storm. Oh, yes. He's able. Oh, yes. Only him. He's the only one that can give you peace. He's the only mind regulator. You can go to the doctor, but the doctor, oh, he didn't make your mind. You know? Oh, my God. We thank you, God. We thank you. Thank you, God. We bless your name. The Bible says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Many false prophets. That's what we're seeing today. A lot of these leaders are not even saved, as I said. Leading the church. Never even asked Christ in their life. Just been going to church all your life. Anybody go to church? I heard a young lady was saying today too. She was saying, you know, she used to go to church with her mom, and, you know, and she hated church, hated go to church. She said it seemed like they lived at the church. And there's a lot of young people that grew up in the house of God, and, you know, and some are angry. Some so angry they decide, okay, now they got all these false prophets and false apostles and false chief apostles and, everybody just preaching there. Everybody's a pastor now. It's a way to make money. There's a lot of people that's angry with God and blaming him for stuff that you did yourself. The choices you made yourself, and you blaming others. You got a problem with God. So you gonna come in God's house to try to destroy his house. But I tell you, everything going down but his word. You may try to destroy the house of God, but you will see. You will see. The Bible say, you know, you're going to reap what you sow. Reap what you sow. I mean, the stuff that's taking place in God's house now, I mean, all they doing is selling, making money, buying books, and, you know, and making their own Bibles. And, I mean, Satanic Bible, gay Bibles, and TJ's got a Bible, Joel Osteen got a Bible. All these people got a Bible. And people see nothing wrong with it. Your eyes are blind that you can't see, and your ears are closed that you can't hear. Oh, how sad. How sad. We're living a sad time, y'all. Oh, my God. And it's all behind rebellion. This nation is a rebellious nation. That's how all this stuff came in, through rebellion. Yeah, that's how I got here. They entered in through rebellion. And the Bible said rebellion is as the form of witchcraft. That's why things has happened, things is happening, and, you know, and still to come. Oh, yeah. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul ain't anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And that is true. Spirit of rebellion. Witchcraft and spells everywhere, y'all. Satan using his tools. And people just drop God's tools. The tools that you're supposed to use in God's house, you drop them now. Just let in and everything in. The tools you use is praise and worship and, you know, and prayer. You know, prayer, praise, and worship. Oh, yeah. But now, oh, my God. Just look, one, two, three, go. They dancing. I mean, tell you, I'm on the count of three. Jump, dance. What in the world? Like Simon says, what in the world? What has happened to God's house? It's like a playhouse. You know, when you grew up, you know, they had a dollhouse for little girls, and, you know, it's like a playhouse. You know, the child was imitating the real house, her house. But then you get a playhouse. And that's what it looked like the church is today, is a playhouse. Playhouse. Doing in and everything. And have no respect for the things of God. Has no respect for the, you know, for one another. Every and any spirit is ruling God's house. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Just in and everything go. But we supposed to put on the full armor of God. So you won't be deceived. The full armor of God. So that you'll be able to stand. Just like the military. You know who they are by their clothing. What branch they represent by their clothing. And you look around today and people done took all the clothes off. But the military is still wearing their uniform. You know? So you know who they represent. And we supposed to be representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The highest there is. The one that made us all. And we just, no respect. No respect. No respect. Like I said, they got cussing challenge for the kids. And you look up, some of them humping, bumping, crumping. They know how to twerk. What in the world? Even T.D. Jakes told his wife to stand up at Ed Young's church. Ed Young's church said, my wife still can twerk. See, all these things, God is tearing it down. A lot of things been said. He done said a lot of things. And people still worship him. And we're supposed to be worshiping the Lord. But y'all worshiping man. But everything going down. Everything going down but the word of God. Everything. Yeah. We're supposed to be growing in the Lord. Growing in him. But because the spirit of deception, you ain't growing. You listening to these people. You listening to Joel Osteen that don't read his Bible. All you do is stand up there and joke and hold the Bible up in his hand. Oh, my God. See, and people like that because, see, you got that itching ear. That itching ear that, you know, you just want to hear what you want to hear because you want to do what you want to do. You don't want to address things that's going on inside. Y'all go in and come out the same way. And that's something. A waste of your time. You know, just going in and not receiving what you need, that's wasted time. It's just like going to the hospital. I know you need to go see a doctor. You go there and then decide, you sit there a few minutes or something, I'm gone. That's a waste of time. Waste of time, waste of gas. You know, come on, y'all. You need to grow in the Lord, get in the Word of God. You got to be able to be steadfast. Steadfast. When you steadfast, you unmovable. Ain't letting in and everything shake you. You know, you ain't going to change with every wind and doctrine. Which means just new teaching. New age teaching. New age is nothing but against God, anti-Christ spirit, false prophet, false teachers. All that's under the same teaching. Antichrist, against Christ. But you must be able to stand fast when the storms, and weather the storm, when the storms come. Oh, yeah. And you got to prepare before the storm. Prepare before the storm. You got to have your praise on, your worship on, before the storm come. Oh, my God. And the Word of God is warning us through His Word. He said, many shall deceive us. Don't let them deceive you. He's preparing you through the word. He said, many. You know, in the Bible said it, that the disciples asked Jesus, say, well, look, what's the signs of the end going to be? What are the signs? And Jesus said, what? Take heed that no man deceive you. Oh, yes. It's a lot of spirit of deception going on. A lot. All around about you. You can't let stuff come in and distract you and take you away from the things of God, from the Word of God. That's how you grow. Through the Word of God. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. That's how you grow. And you grow and then you go. You go and tell somebody else about Him. The good news of what He done for you. How He brought you through. How He brought you out. How He delivered you. How He healed you. How He set you free. Oh yeah. That's what it's all about. Keep your eyes in the Word of God. Because other than that, you lose focus. The devil knows that. He knows that the eyes is a window to your soul. You know how sometimes somebody, you can just look at their eyes. You know, you can tell when they lie. They can't even look at you straight. You just see them batting, you know, or looking away. And eyes just a wondering because you know they lie. The eyes is a wonder to the soul. Everything I'm telling you is in the Word of God. Look it up. Your eyes is a wonder to your soul. Don't get distracted, y'all. Don't just get distracted from the Word of God. The devil trying to deceive you. He trying to take you out. He trying to take you out. He come to steal, to kill, and destroy. Oh, yeah. That's his goal. Oh, yes. Oh, I just thank God. I thank God that he said after, you know, he went away, he said he was going to send a comforter, the Holy Ghost, to lead you and guide you into all truth. You need the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody talking about the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody, oh, my God. You don't know how to hear the Word of God. All they doing are people just hopping, jumping. Oh, my God. Singing, that's all. Oh, my God. Where's the Word? See, the devil want to take the Word. Take the Word out. You take the Word out, you ain't got nothing. And nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And the devil knows that. He don't want you to have nothing. He don't want you to have the Word in your heart. He don't want you to read the word. He don't want you to seek the word. You know? Because you know if you seek the word, you're going to do God's will. And not your own. And that's what's going on. People doing their own will. They doing their own thing. You know, instead of following the word of God, they just changing up. There's one young man up there that's a minister, called himself a prophet. Got young women changing their name to his name. I'm telling you, the mind is something. The mind is a powerful thing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People, they just being taken away. With every wind and doctrine, all these new teachings now, God said he's doing a new thing. You know, there's many ways to God now. How's that? As I always say, it ain't many ways to get to New York. You got to go to the north to get to New York, and you got to go south to get down to the North Carolina somewhere. So, you know, you'll never get to New York going south, never. And you'll never get to North Carolina going north. So why isn't that they trying to change God's word and say it's another way to get to heaven instead of going through Jesus? Who are you to change God's word? We don't have a right. The Bible said don't add or take away from his word. You don't have that right. Oh my God. Look, there's two locations and you can pick which one you want to go to. One is heaven and one is hell. It's two locations. Two kings and two rulers. And each one ruled their kingdom. Yeah. And all of us got free will. You got a free will. You'll have to choose heaven. But if you don't, hell is your home. And you know, and you choosing that too. That's a choice. You know, time is winding up, y'all. Time is winding up. We must obey God's word. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. We must obey God's word. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 5 and verse 1 and 3 says, be ye therefore what? Followers of God. And it said follow a man. These folks following everybody but God. It said deny you. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. The song said, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Now you need to choose. Examine yourself. See where you're walking at. Who are you walking? Who are you following? Are you following God? Or are you following Satan? And then you're born in sin, need to be born again. That's how you follow Christ. If you haven't invited him in, then you're following Satan and don't know it. But see, he's cunning, he's crafty. He don't allow you to know that he exists. He try to make you think he don't exist. But who's killing, who's stealing, who's destroying? The word of God has already prepared us and said that it's Satan that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And the Bible says he has many names. Look it up. Revelation 12. Read it. He got many names. He's a serpent. He's the devil. You know, he's Satan. You know, he's Lucifer. He's Beelzebub. He's Belial. All these different names. The Bible said, be ye therefore followers of Christ, of God. Dear children, we're to follow him, not man. But this T.D. Jakes was born in 1957. So how is he your God? He was born 1957. But he's everybody to God. He's the greatest pastor in the world. Says Time Magazine. Time Magazine is a worldly magazine. And the Bible said that we're in this world, but not out of this world. Why is all these people, all these singers and everybody want recognition and talking about, I thank God for this, that trophy that don't talk. We thank God for that fun. He didn't give it to you. Oh, my God. You're being deceived. Bible said many. It said, be ye therefore followers of God, dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself. He sent his son. He gave himself for us as an offering, as a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior. The Bible said, but fornication. Come on now. Self-examine yourself. Examine yourself. You know what fornication is outside, you know, or having sex with somebody you ain't married. You ain't married to them. Fornicating. It said, but fornication and all, not some, all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. We are saints. We got to watch ourselves. We don't want our good works to be evil spoken of. Watch yourself. Fornicating. He said marriage is honorable. And the bed undefiled. Come on now. But fornication. And all, not some, uncleanness of covetousness. Let it not be named once. Not let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, as being a Christian, as representing Christ. We got to represent him well. If not, you're being deceived. That's what, and the Bible said many are deceived. Thinking you okay, you can do whatever you want to do. All in the name of Jesus, he going to accept it. No, no, no. You got to live right. Righteous living, y'all. Being an example. Somebody watching you every day. Sometimes you don't even realize that people watching your life, they watching you going and coming. Going and coming. And the people that know truth, they know when you ain't living right and they know when you ain't talking right. They know when you're saying things you ought not to say. You're supposed to have a clean mouth, a wholesome mouth for God. Wholesome. Ephesians 1 and 4 say, according as the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. God is our authority. You know, he's the one that has blessed us. It said, according to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Your blessings don't come from Jakes and all the people that y'all worship and lifting up and they can't do wrong. You know, that came, you know, people name being put out and from things that's just not right. And the picture right in front of your face and people, sometimes things right in your face and people don't want to believe it. Don't want to believe. Oh. My God. But anyway, everything going down by the word of God. Believe now, believe later. You know, we don't wish anything bad on anybody. You know, we pray that they'll give their life to the Lord, that their trees will be chopped down. You know, exposed, they'll be exposed and get right. Because people are hindering people. Standing in the way of sinner, and you're causing your children to pass through the fire because they're doing the same thing that their parents doing. They and a lot of these pastors are turning their ministries over to their children that ain't even saved. Ain't even saved. Ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. Ain't saved and ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. Ain't got no power. The Bible said after the Holy Ghost, you should have power. And this stuff that Sir Jason is talking, it's not biblical. It's not Bible. They speak of evolution and reincarnation and all that stuff. Come on, y'all. They're not preaching the word of God. Oh, my God. Ephesians 2. Let's go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 and let's see in 1. And you have he quickened who were dead in their trespassing and in sin. Yeah, but before you get saved, you were in sin. But when you invite Christ in, you be dead to sin. Your trespassing and sin. It said, wherein in times past you walked according to this world. This world is not saved. We're born in sin. Until you get born again, say you once walked, according to the course of this world. Doing what the world do, looking like the world, acting like the world. And I said, oh my God, you look around and I don't agree with everything the general Jenna say, but look, as far as clothing, come on, y'all. Even the Muslims that walk in the middle of the medium with them suits on, they have more respect than the people that saying that they in the house of God as preachers. They got holy jeans and t-shirts and piercings and what are them, dreads and all that stuff. Come on, y'all. Representing Jesus any kind of way. Can't tell the world from the church. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was 2:46 in the morning. Oh. Anyway. Yes. It says, among you, let's see where I'm at. Sorry. We're in times past. We walked according to this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air. That's Satan. He that's the airways. He sends things in the airway, atmosphere, spirits. You attack your mind, It says, principalities and the powers of the air and the spirit that now work in the children of disobedient. The devil don't want you to obey God. That's why he's telling you anything goes. Spirit of deception is great, y'all. Don't be deceived. It says, among whom also we all have our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh. Nothing good in your flesh. In the lust of your flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. Even as others. When you're not saved. When you're not saved. You listen to the devil. And you think it's love and it's lust. Except a God who is rich in mercy. Thank God for his mercy. He's allowing us mercy. He said for his great love. Wherein he loved us. Even when we were dead in sin. Even when we're in sin. Has quickened us until with Christ. By grace. Ye are saved. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. That's how we got saved. Through his grace and his mercy. Oh, yes. And it's saying, has risen up and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith. So how in the world can you, T.D. Jackson, what's his name, Billy Graham, before he died, saying you have to be a believer to be saved. Not going to the Word. You must believe. How you going to be saved without believing that you need to be saved? Come on, the enemy just, he just came in so many different ways, so many doors. The doorways to Satan. A lot of people done came in, the spirit of deception. It's for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not at work, lest any man shall boast. To brag. He don't want you to brag about it. Have pride. Because the Bible said pride go before the fall. Except for we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work. We're supposed to be about a good work, y'all. This stuff we're seeing today. The blaspheming and the cursing. And oh man, I'm telling you. Tyler Perry and them, I mean, with the dresses on and guns and dress and a gun in the house of God. That's representing Christ well, huh? And Kirk Franklin told me he all churched out and got Jesus freak shirts and then got a studio called What's For Your Soul. Oh my God. Yeah, the devil tell you exactly what it is for your soul. I'll give you a record deal for your soul. I'll make you the famous preacher, you know, of the world for your soul. I'll make you the famous singer for your soul. Come on, y'all. For your soul, you done signed in blood. Signed in blood. Your name in blood. My God, my God, my God. Jesus is soon to come. And he's coming back for a ready church. We had a ready church. Just want to make a difference. I'm going to close out. It's 2:51 right now. I'm here to say that we're here to ready church. We love you. Praying for you. And hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you don't know him and a part of your sin, get to know him. Just invite him in. So, Lord, I believe that you came and you died and you rose again for me. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me and lead me on this journey the rest of my life in Jesus' name. And he will. Oh, yes. The Bible said, repent or you shall likewise perish. Repent, 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 for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word, oh God. Lord, don't let us be deceived, oh God. Lord, help us to examine ourselves, examine our lives. See where we are in the faith, God. And those that don't know you, oh God, we pray that you stir them with your word, oh God, and draw them to you, oh God. Help them to see the signs of the time. Help them to see that the enemy is at work, oh God. Help them to see that you are a deliverer. You are a protector. You are everything they need, oh God. They would accept you, oh God, in their heart. Oh God, that you would do everything. You will wash away all their sins and you will cleanse them from within in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. Oh God, we just continue to pray for all those that stand in need of prayer on this morning. We just thank you. Oh God, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is what? Still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready. Don't be deceived.
No greater love than There's nothing.